Twiggy was so good. Twiggy, who is still the face of fashion, although for Marks and Spencers, I think that was a brilliant coup for the store. She is the perfect choice for their brand. Came into the studio some years ago before she got her deal with M&S. She was promoting So Good, a soya alternative to milk. It's interesting that most people of her celebrity standing would have an entourage around her. Not Twiggy. She came down to the studio on her own, lugging a great big cool box of the soya milk in one hand, and in the other, she had a copy of the Daily Mirror. Like the professional she is, she also turned up about 30 minutes before her interview. So she plonked herself down beside me, and after telling me I could keep the cool box, which we still have, I lugged it back on the tube minus the soya milk, she started flicking through the mirror. It was then that she started talking about some of the stories in the paper. She spoke in a most cogent way about her take on the news. I was really impressed. So when I heard a few months later that she'd been picked to co-present This Morning, that's the ITV daytime show, I thought she'd be really rather good at it. Turned out I was wrong. I caught an episode of the show and it was a total car crash. I don't know why. Maybe Twiggy wasn't comfortable about the mechanics of actually presenting the live TV show. It might have just been a bit too much for her. Getting celebrities to present radio or TV shows is often, in my experience, a big mistake. Great guests and celebrities don't always make the transition to being great presenters. So if you're a PD thinking about getting a celebrity in, maybe do a few dry runs first to see if they actually have the skills to do the job.